Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Did something last night that I never thought I would do again. I went to a location that I haven't been to since, I think, 1993. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
That would be right. I went
back. You're like 15, okay?
To my middle school.
Oh, God. Yeah,
not good memes?
Middle school is the worst 2 years of my life. Aww. I hated middle school. It was the worst time ever. Ever in my life. But my son had a basketball game there last night.
Oh, so you had to make the trip.
So when I saw it pop up on the schedule, I was like, oh, you know what? It's going to be neat to kind of go back there and see what it's like and blah, blah, blah.
So, well, yeah, like go through the halls, old schedule, right? Go to your locker.
Oh, sure. Maybe I did my combination.
Yeah.
Like John Mayer, run through the halls of my, oh, no, he's a high school. My middle school. Run through the halls of my middle school. But anyway, we got there, and I will tell you right now, that place really has not changed at all. And the middle school was built in the 70s, and it has fallen apart. It looks bad. It looks really bad. I feel bad for the kids that go there. Definitely need some upgrading. In fact, I was talking to like one of the, I think it was like one of the maintenance guys there last night, because I was kind of poking around a little bit. He's like, they've been telling me for years they're going to tear this place down. Ugh. They've been telling me for years, and I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, it's like that.
Like that. And, like, there's the main gym there, and there's the door that opens up into the small gym, you know, because a lot of schools had the big gym and then a small gym.
Yeah.
And he opened the door, and I looked in, and it was the exact same small gym, and straight across on the wall were the same pull-up bars that were there in 1993. And I vividly remember gym class being in there, not even being able to do one pull-up.
Oh, no.
While the other boys did a bunch.
Oh, no.
And being so shamed and made fun of and bullied.
No wonder why you hated middle school.
Like, he opened that door and I looked in and went, yeah! I got chest pains.
Yeah, I bet.
And then I went upstairs and I poked my head into the cafeteria, and it is exactly the same. The table placement, everything is the same. Okay?
Tiles on the floor.
And I looked in there, and I looked way down at the corner where there was one single table and the little seat on the very end.
Oh, that was your seat?
Where I sat all by myself every lunch hour.
Because
I didn't have any friends. Nobody liked me.
Oh, Jeremy.
And again, I was standing there, and I didn't think it would happen to me, but I got kind of like, like emotional, like a PTSD type situation.
A little bit of your trauma came back.
There was
huh?
some trauma there that was buried deep, and I thought that was long gone.
Yeah.
The pull-up bars was one thing, but then I saw the cafeteria where I sat by myself for many lunches, and I was like, ooh, it was tough, you guys.
No friends, huh?
It was bad. Middle school was bad.
What'd you do? Why couldn't you make friends?
Well, I don't know. They just didn't understand me.
There you go.
I eventually blossomed. Yeah. Y'all can kiss my butt now because I'm talking to like a million people right now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Suck it. Y'all can suck it from middle school. I got a hot wife, great family, so shut up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And you can do how many
you
pull-ups?
You won, yeah.
Oh, I can do pull-ups for
exactly.
days now.
Uh-huh.
For
don't come at
days.
Me.
Don't even come at me right now. But yeah, it was just, I will tell you, a little unsettling to be back in middle school.
Well, the fact that they haven't changed anything, and I think that's schools in general. Like, I went back to my high school this last Christmas, and I was just on the outside. But same thing where it's like the upgrades to schools. Maybe that's mm-hmm. something that we can focus on these next couple of years, because I don't think any of them have changed in the last decade.
Not only do I want that school to be leveled and built new again, just for cleanliness and modern technology, I want it to be leveled just so all my trauma goes with it, honestly.
Yeah,
I want to be there when the bulldozers come rolling in.
5 years
and
of therapy?
I want to run the wrecking ball as they smash that school down.
Yeah, this song playing, right?
It's all right.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine. I'm going to be all right today, guys. I'm going to bounce back. Who got to pee today?
This is the best Friday pee ever.
Oh, pee all over us, Katie.
So Mr. Clean finally gets to retire.
What?
Yay! After 68 years of cleaning messes, and without a spot on his record, he like,
love it.
Mr. Clean finally gets to do what he wants. He was introduced back in 1958, if you can believe it. And Mr. Clean,
so you were 12?
Shut your face, Jeremy. That's not even accurate. Did you know his first name is Veritably?
Yes.
Did you?
No.
I had no idea. I learned something
new. I feel like
new.
You're making that up.
No, Mr. Clean put out a statement and he said, "The rumors are true. I'm retiring and saying goodbye to the world of cleaning to pursue new hobbies. You can call me Veritably now. No changes are being made to our packaging or our brand name, but I've earned a little time off. More details to come." So is... I know. Like, is he going to, like, rent out an RV and tour the country? Like, is that what
he's
going to do?
He's going to get all fat. He's going to be sitting on his couch eating potato chips.
He's going to, like, build a little miniature city in his basement and sit around it with a train and a conductor's hat. Like, that's how I vision Mr. Clean.
He's going to get an OnlyFans page and turn into Mr. Dirty.
Only Dirty. But Mr. Clean's retirement, according to the Procter and Gamble owned brand, it's tied to an announcement coming March 4th. So obvious, this is one of those PR gimmick things.
It sounds to me like they had a focus group and nobody liked Mr. Clean anymore.
I know. So who knows if we'll get a new mascot or whatever, but I just love the, you know, verbiage around it. The way that they put this story out there and tied it up with a bow was he finally gets to retire and yay, Mr. Clean.
Never used that product ever in my life.
You never used those little erasers are money.
The magic erasers are great.
Oh, well, I've used the knockoff ones that you pick up at like
Home Depot
or something. That's what we're talking about here.
The knockoff ones work just fine.
Is money. So, yeah, I do like Mr. Clean stuff.
Mr. Rubby is what I use.
We'll see.
That's
you go
completely
you don't want to go to MrRubby.com to get those. That's a totally different site. But you can get your Mr. Rubbies at the dollar store.
Stop saying Mr. Rubbies.
Stop it.
What? It's like the eraser. You've never enjoyed a Mr. Rubby?
No, Jeremy.
I'll tell you, I enjoy a Mr. Rubby on a daily basis.
I'm sure
there's so many scuffs all over my house.
No, I can see the calluses on your hands. I know.
Yeah. For our anniversary, I gave my wife a Mr. Rubby.
I'm sure. And she loved it. And you still use it.
This is how you keep your marriages strong. What?
Cleanest house on earth.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Well, that's still a positive. I don't care
what you say.
It's
awesome.
A positive for him, too.
All right, what's the minus?
I got the minus today, and a prisoner escaped a state prison last week, and this video is now going viral because state authorities thought, hey, you know what? We have a long, straight road that this prisoner had to travel down. Maybe we can use Google Street View to find him. And, oh, they found him. However, Google Street View automatically blurred out his face. Oh. So they just have the orange jumpsuit and the prisoner running down the street. They don't know who it is. They're like, we can't find him. We have no idea where he went. And they are unable to find him. He's been on the loose now for a week and a half. And they're still trying to find, hey, if anybody sees a guy in an orange jumpsuit running around,
with
please find
face.
Us. Google ain't no snitch. Google didn't even snitch on it. And it's their own doing. Funny. Google randomly blurs people's faces, obviously, to keep their keep them anonymous.
But don't they know who he is?
No, they don't know. They just know a prisoner escaped.
Just one prisoner escaped.
They can't make out the numbers on on his jumpsuit, and they can't see his face. So they're like,
they can't do like a roll call at the prison and be like, oh, John's missing from cell 24.
I don't. They haven't done that yet. They are unable to find him because Google Image blurred out his face.
What kind of prison are they running?
A very poor one.
They don't know in like cell 25, the guy that's normally there is not there.
I mean, if guys
and that
are
was
getting,
Rick.
If guys are getting out, it's already
it's
a
already
bad
a
prison.
Crappy prison.
Yeah, they're not doing their
Mr.
job.
Mr. Rubby has run away.
That's the whole point of the prison.
That's ridiculous.
I know. So if you see a man in a jumpsuit and a blurry face, call 911.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This survey is saying that roughly 44% of us have hidden an online purchase from somebody. And I'm not talking Christmas gifts here. We're talking hiding things from your significant other. Let's see. Top reasons we are hiding purchases are because we bought something that is excessively expensive, it was impulsive or unnecessary, or it was personal/embarrassing.
Oh.
Like, no, I'm not going to say it again.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to say
it
again. I am so guilty of this because I order all my He-Man action figures and vintage toys, and I hide them from Knick Knack like crazy.
I know you do. You're
I
like,
really do.
Yeah, and if she sees one in the mail, you're like, oh, surprise.
What? No, the nice thing is I'm generally home before she is, or, you know, I get off work early, so my packages are there at the house, and I get to sneak them back in. I've mastered the art, Masters of the Universe, I've mastered the art as well of ordering things that we need, like cleaning supplies and, you know, various things for the house, and then I'll work in an action figure in that order, it's easier to bury it because they're like $15, okay? So yeah. I'll bury it within the order of household items that we need.
And you don't have like an itemized receipt thing? Like,
well, no, because we each have our separate Amazon accounts,
oh,
so she doesn't look at all that. She's
just
like, hey, all your cleaner showed up and, you know, your new socks and whatever, dog food. Oh, and some He-Man toys in there too. She'll never know. She'll never. And to make it even worse, we've got cameras in the basement. So I shut off the cameras before
Jeremy.
I go downstairs and add the toy to my collection.
That is so sneaky.
I'm
like...
a sneaky boy. I'm a naughty, naughty boy. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ.